This is the Blockchain Billions Podcast with your host, Henrik De Geer.
I'm Henrik De Geer. Today I'm speaking with Doug Scribner. Doug, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. Doug, who are you and what do you do?
I am the co-founder and CEO of Watch My Bit, which is a video streaming platform. You could think of it as YouTube, only instead of advertising, we're allowing artists to make money with Bitcoin. They set their own prices. They can split with any number of people on the team as they want, and they get that money every single day, unlike giant platforms like YouTube, which you only see those checks perhaps once a month. But we'll send you on 9 cents every day if that's all you make, or we'll send you on giant amounts if you make a ton.
And how are you involved with blockchain?
Blockchain technology is used on our system in the form of Bitcoin. People pay with Bitcoin to watch videos. They pay small amounts. I'm talking 14 cents, 13 cents, 42 cents, 9 cents. They launch a video by paying with Bitcoin, which is something that you cannot do with credit cards or PayPal. You can't charge some tiny amount like 4 cents, 3 cents, 9 cents. It doesn't happen. So we offer the world now. People don't need Western bank accounts. They can use our service. They can make money from putting videos on our site. They can watch videos from anywhere in the world without a Western-style bank account or credit cards.
And what are the biggest challenges and successes with blockchain?
The biggest challenge is getting people to pronounce it right. It's the blockchain or blockchain technology. Okay, Henrik, I'm sorry about that. A little snarky. I agree. I understand. But blockchain technology, in our case, we're using Bitcoin. The biggest challenge, of course, is, what the hell is Bitcoin? It's used by a small number of people on the planet, but it's increasingly used by more and more, and it's increasingly being recognized as a breakthrough that it really is. Banks, governments, corporations, none of which I'm a fan of, but it adds some legitimacy to the technology underlying it. I think the biggest barrier of entry is just people to understand how it works. And they don't have to understand how it works to the point that they think they do. So a big thing that I run into is people saying, well, how does it work? Well, how does your credit card work? Every time you swipe a credit card, all these numbers, all these magnetic strips, all these chips, what is the protocol being used to send money back and forth between clearinghouses? Do you know?
Not really.
No, I don't know either. And I don't care. And no one else should care. It just works. It works every single time. It works successfully. Any problems can be mitigated with, customer service. That's the way Bitcoin is. You don't have to understand SHA-256 encryption. You don't have to understand private public key pair situations. This is not something you need to do. You just need to use it and know that it works just fine. So that's one of the hurdles of people thinking they need more information, and they really don't. It's just a system of payment like any other system of payment.
Great. And in your point of view, what will blockchain augment, change, or replace?
Blockchain technology will allow so many things, particularly peer-to-peer transactions, like my site provides, where an artist can get paid by a fan. And that is a relationship that has been broken by advertisers. Money goes to advertisers. A little tiny bit gets to the artist. I see this happening more and more, where money goes to the artists, and a little bit might go to a central system like ours, Watch My Bit. So that's one thing that's going to really change things. It's going to allow more peer-to-peer payments and a better relationship with, in our case, artists and musicians and video producers. A better way to reward people, to be rewarded by fans. It's almost like a crowdfunding thing. Therefore, middlemen will be disintermediated more and more. So this means, in the broader scheme of things, bankers, financial people, PayPals of the world, and then giant record companies and all of these PROs, which is performance rights organizations, will possibly become less powerful. And I think musicians and artists are going to be cheering for this. Less reliance on middlemen and third parties to distribute the funds correctly and pay the attorneys who take too big of a chunk as it is, and all the lawsuits over here and blah, blah, blah. we're going to see disintermediation of many different middlemen, I think, is a big change.
And how will people make money with the blockchain?
So many opportunities. I just, you know, pause because I'm not sure where to start. Blockchain technology is going to become a performance right organization. It'll be automated. So that's one way where I think the artists will be, in our case, artists will be rewarded more. They'll be making more money. The people who I think can act as a temporary consultant to help people understand this new technology, there'll be money to be made there. And there'll be money to be made in massive amounts of savings. Savings on bookkeeping, accounting, and probably attorneys even, as these things will become automated, like our system, which has a split where you can send one payment for a band video. It gets divided by keyboard player, guitar player, drummer, bass player, singer, maybe a manager, and a charity. And that all happens in an instant without bookkeepers, without accountants. How much money will that save? Apply that to 100 different industries, and you have got massive amounts of money staying in the hands of the consumer and going to the hands and the pockets of the artists and the creators who deserve it more, who created the content in the first place.
What advice do you have for those interested in blockchains?
I would say just jump in. You can, of course, investigate, read, Google all day long, but ultimately get yourself a Bitcoin wallet. That's the first step. Jump with a Bitcoin wallet on your phone and just help. That'll help you wrap your head around all these concepts that we've been talking about and championing for so many years. And then explore the platforms and get to know people and ask your questions to those who've been around the longest. And they'll help. They'll steer you away from the fly-by-night scams, we hope, right? But I would just say, just get involved. Buy yourself some Bitcoin. That's the start. That's where everybody starts in the blockchain rabbit hole.
Great. Well, thanks, Doug.
You're welcome.
For more on this, visit blockchainbillionspodcast.com. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out blockchainbillionsbook.com. Thanks for listening.